from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. Flows from God above. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Savior. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come to thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come. Cause me to drink. Cause me to live. Cause me to drink of thy river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to drink from thy river, O Lord. Cause me to come. Cause me to drink, cause me to live, live by. Cause me to live by thy river, O Lord. Cause me to live by thy river, O Lord. Cause me to live by thy river. Cause me to come, cause me to drink, cause me to live. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Draw me and I will run after you. Oh, hallelujah.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Likes us to do things decently and in order, and not everybody has the same understanding of what that means. Some people would come into a meeting like this and hear us praising the Lord and say, this is totally out of order, everyone's doing their own thing. But this is the time to praise. It would be indecent if you didn't. The Holy Spirit has to give us understanding of meetings and how they're led. And some people are very strict to hold to their natural understanding of the letter of the law. But we've been taught that these are principles that are given to us, and as we look to the Holy Spirit, that He guides us according to these principles. And so when the Lord has a time of worship, then you're free to worship any way you want to. It's perfectly in order. Now, if you were doing that while I was trying to preach, that would be out of order. But not now. Not now. I told you that when I was working in BJ some years ago, and I met a lady who was a Baptist lady, and she found out I was Pentecostal or charismatic or something. And so she got into a big conversation with me about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which she didn't believe in, and worship, which they didn't do in their church. And she was telling me how it's supposed to be done according to the Bible. I said, listen, Mary, you don't believe in this stuff. Leave it to me. We'll take care. We'll take care of that stuff in our church. You don't have to worry about it. You don't even believe in it anyway. Well, she left. And eventually she started coming to our church, and she found out it wasn't as bad as she thought. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the liberty that we have in these meetings, and that we can really open up. Worship the Lord. We're not following a liturgy. The pastor doesn't do it all. We all have a place to fill. We all have a ministry to one another. And we ought to thank God for that, and we ought to take full advantage of it. Full advantage of it. Praise God. Now, I understand there was a song that we wanted to sing. Did we work all that out, Rachel? You do? Do you have any singers that are going to sing with me up here?
Everybody's going to sing.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I referred to an Andre Crouch song the other day, and evidently Rachel knows that song and wants us to sing it.
I do not sing. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
sorry for anyone who sits around me, but yeah, I sing my best.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
I'm not going to stand over there.
Okay. Well, after that, thank you. Okay, Brother Robert knows the...
We're all
Okay, and what key are we making a joyful noise in? You have it in F? You have? Okay, we can do that.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the cleansing fountain. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we love you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you so. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing number 95 in our white book, Blessed Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We have a shorter meeting tonight, so trust that things will move along.
Blessed Calvary, precious, precious. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord.
Some will be leaving tomorrow, and so it might be nice to hear from some brief testimonies. We all have different definitions of the word brief, don't we? Usually when someone gets up and says, I don't know where to begin, that means I don't know where to end. So I found out. So if you'd like to testify, know where to begin and find an end and let God make you a blessing. Praise God. But we'd like to hear from some of you. Hallelujah. It's been such a joy to minister to you and be with you. My wife, daughter down on the other end, and I was all alone down here, but nobody let me feel like I was alone. I have a big family of God, And I got closer to some of you, and some were even brave enough to sit at my table. I didn't think I was so intimidating, but it must be the mustache. Anyway, thank you for making me feel so welcome. Thank you for participating in the meetings, letting God make you a blessing. And most of all, thank you for seeking God, seeking Him. It helped me. And so let's thank Jesus for His goodness to us and trust that He will continue to lead us on.